What up, dude?
Yo, dude, what's going on?
Nothing. It's been a while.
It has been a couple weeks.
What's new?
Nothing, man. Just working. That trip coming up, but all that, just nothing. Just school and work.
Sounds about right.
How are you? What's new with you?
Nothing, just counting down the days.
Do you leave?
What?
Do you leave?
August 9th.
Little under a month away, dude.
What? Say that one more time.
I said little under a month away.
Yeah, 30 days. Like, no one's counting.
What's your plans after?
I think I'm taking that road trip that I was telling you about.
Montana.
Yeah. There and back. That'll take up a week or so. And then I'll probably spend a weekend in the city of Chicago. And then it's Penn State. And then after that, I got to start getting ready for work.
You excited?
Yeah. Really good.
Once you get back in Chicago, you'll be more excited, right?
I mean, I'm excited to go to San Francisco. It'll be cool to just like live there for a month and just like be with like a bunch of people all like, doing the same thing.
And then you get back to Chicago,
Yeah.
which you're more excited for about, right?
At this point, I'm just it's not even excitement, it's just like relief. Like you know how much like how long it's been that I've wanted to get back there. Now that I finally know it's gonna happen, barring anything weird happening, it's just like relief. Because I'll still have some good years in my 20s there, which is what I always wanted.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
Good shit, dude.
Yeah, dude. We'll see. You excited for this trip?
I mean, kind of like.
What are you gonna do all day? I gotta believe people are gonna go to the beach, and I know you're not going to any beach. Like, what are you gonna be doing?
Like, there's a sports book there.
Yeah, for what sports? Like two, like three baseball games that are
Yeah, it
on?
sucks that it's not like during football season, but like whatever. What do you call it? There's a casino there. I'm trying to get off the resort so I can go skydiving.
Ooh.
But they're not allowing us to go off the resort, but I've heard some rumors that just be sneaky about it and you can get off the resort and, go skydiving and what do you call it? Like I think it's called hang gliding.
Yeah.
So I tried to do like shit like that, but then there's always beach bars and I actually I bought two bathing suits.
Wow, look at you.
So yeah, and I might go to the pool.
Yeah.
If I get suckered into the beach, I'll go to the beach, but I'm trying not to.
Pack your sunscreen.
No, I'm going all natural.
Right, when you come back covered in sunburn.
No, I'll have to because if I don't, I'll probably end up in the hospital.
Yeah. Are you watching the ESPYs right now? I just got a notification that it
Yeah,
started.
I just have it.
I don't know.
I have it on mute though. I don't have it like on or anything.
I mean, if anything good happens, I don't really care about the ESPYs.
I mean, I don't expect anything good. I mean, the sport year was kind of bland if you think about it.
There were really no like crazy upsets or anything like that.
Like, think about it. The NCAA tournament was boring as all hell.
Yeah, it really was this year, wasn't
The national championship game for football was a blowout.
it? Yeah. And it was like, I mean, Clemson and Alabama, like, whatever.
The Super Bowl wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
The World Series was, I think, four or five games.
I don't even think I watched it.
NBA.
The Stanley Cup final was all right. I mean, it went to seven
Yeah,
games.
Stanley Cup final was great, and so was what do you call it?
The NBA
NBA was decent
finals.
this year.
Yeah, it
I
was all
mean,
right.
but there was so much like I mean, the NBA playoffs before the finals were good, but nothing like that. NBA finals were Durant getting hurt, Klay Thompson getting hurt, and nothing spectacular.
Yeah.
So again, nothing really spectacular.
Yeah. But you know what we can talk about that was spectacular?
I'm blanking out right now.
The Women's World Cup.
Oh, good God.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I just like completely bought in 100% to the whole tournament this year. And dude, it was so much fun. Like Team USA just stole my heart. I'm in love with half the team or the whole team. Just like I was just like following the players, and dude, I got so invested in this thing, and it was so much fun to be a part of. Like just watching the games or whatever, dude. It was awesome. And they're like, what a fucking team, dude.
Dude, most dominant team in sports.
Yeah. They did not trail a single minute in the whole World Cup. They were tied a few times, but they never trailed. Seven games.
What was their like goal differential?
Let me think.
Did it hit 20?
They were maybe they were plus 13, and then they were plus 16, and then they were plus 18, and then they were plus 19, and then plus 20, and then plus 21. Yeah, plus 23 was their total. They gave up two goals and scored 25.
Good God.
No, they gave up three goals. Wait, they gave up three goals, but they scored 26
Don't even know, dude.
because they gave up goals to Spain, France, and England, but they scored either way. It was 25 or 26. Yeah, an unbelievable number.
There's a video out there that's like 2 minutes long, and it's like all of the shenanigans they did in the locker room post the final. And I
Yeah.
swear to God, if I see any of those girls on the street and in public, I'm running to a jewelry store, buying a ring and proposing on the spot.
Yeah, dude. Soccer girls are the best girls. That's the truth.
They're our hottest athletes out there.
And they're the chillest. Like, I feel like soccer girls are just cool, you know? They have that like kind of laid back mentality when they're not playing soccer.
They're like absolutely like, dude, like these girls, they drink. Like, they don't.
Yeah, did you see them in the locker room? They were popping bottles. They had like a cooler full of beer, and they were just fucking going after it, dude. I love it.
I love them. They are America's sweethearts. I love you, USA
Yeah.
Soccer. Love you.
Dude, honestly, I mean, so do I. What a bunch of like just awesome people, it seems like. And dude, okay, specifically though, the one moment of this tournament. So I don't know if you like knew this building up, but everybody thought Alyssa Nair was like gonna be a huge liability in net. Because she was taking over for Hope Solo, who was, you know, widely regarded one of the best goalies like in the history of the game or whatever. And then like when she saved that penalty against England and everybody was losing their minds, it was so cool. Especially I think mostly because she went to Penn State. So I was just like, yeah, we have that in common. But dude, I was like getting emotional after she saved that penalty. What a moment. 82nd minute, you're up a goal. England has all the momentum. You shut them down. Hell yeah. Let's fucking go.
Two Penn Staters won it.
Yeah, and Allie Krieger. Allie Krieger didn't play that much. She did play the entire second half of the final, but she was a really integral part to the 2015 team that won it. She's like 32 or 3 right now, so she's like a little bit past her prime, but still, when she played well.
You got to think too that most of this team is going to retire and not make it. Like, think about it. Rapinoe is probably gone.
Yeah. Carly Lloyd is definitely gone.
Today at the parade or whatever in New York,
I watched it.
Did you hear her say "Fly Eagles Fly"?
Yeah, I did.
Love her.
And you got Julie Ertz, your boy's wife.
I knew her before she was dating. Well, not before she was dating. Before, like, she became big time, like, when she was just dating Zach Ertz. Like, I think in, like, 2015, I fell in love with her. And then I found out she was dating Zach Ertz, and I fell in love with her even more. And then she's just a babe. Like,
she's damn good.
Like,
what I like about Julie Ertz is that the position she played on the national team is essentially the same position that I played in high school. And so I felt like we had that in common. So I was like, hell yeah, let's go.
She's gorgeous, dude. Blonde hair, big blue eyes, like, ooh.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, no, what you were saying, though, you're right. Like, they showed us, I think, like 12 or 13 of the players on the roster this year were 30 or older. So, yeah, a lot of them. I mean, Alex Morgan's 30. Tobin Heath is 30. There are three forwards. Tobin Heath, Megan Rapinoe, and Alex Morgan are all 30-plus. So
Alex Morgan is, like, one of my favorite people because of how she goes. Like you, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a point on the World Cup where she went up to the ref and said she's faking it, mouthing that, and I love that. And then on top of that, she has this, what do you call it? This pass of getting way too drunk at Disney World and getting kicked out, which
I didn't know that.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah, dude. Like a couple years ago, they all went to Disney World, and like she was like the ringleader that, like they were hammered, and she was like the main ones that got kicked out of Disney World.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
And even her shenanigans in, what do you call it, locker room, are just like, wow. Like,
Alex Morgan, did you see the videos of her just like twerking?
Yes! It's awesome.
That would be the most fun. Imagine just like being in that locker room. You just won the World Cup, and now you just get to like have fun. That's got to be the most fun environment. Just winning the locker room post any championship has got to be so much fun.
Trust me. Like, I mean, we both played like high school sports. Like, just imagine, like, just think about those locker room moments after a big win, you know?
Yeah. Or like the bus ride home after a big away game win. Those were always a
tough one, too. Those were chaotic. Like, just absolute chaos. Like, you didn't give a shit about anything, and neither did coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. 2023, it's got to get here quick so we can win another World Cup. Honestly, like, I'm more excited about the Women's World Cup than the Men's, because I think it's just because it's fresh in my mind, but still. And I get to see my girl, Rose Lavelle, get out there and be the captain of the team. And just – she's so fucking good, dude.
Yeah, dude.
She's going to be – do you know who I'm talking about? The left-footed girl who plays –
isn't she 19 or 16? Her number?
16.
Yeah. Saquon just won best breakthrough athlete.
Nice. Gotta go, Saquon.
Damn, dude. Oh, dude. The men suck. USA men's soccer should just disband.
They are in a rebuilding phase, no doubt. I watched them because they played the same day the women won the championship. They played in the Gold Cup final against Mexico. And I watched it, and it was not great, but one of, like, the best players in the world is American right now. So and he's only 20 years old. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania. His name's Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, I don't know how much you care about soccer. But, yeah, dude, he's, like – I mean, he's playing for Chelsea this year, who's up there as one – I mean, you know, they're one of the best clubs in the world. So he's going to be the reason we have any success, if we do, going forward. Because he's like actually one of the best players in the world.
All right, but either way, they should disband because you need 11 players to play soccer, and I'm pretty sure one great player does not equal, let's say, like three or four that other countries have. Like,
we have guys getting there. We have a young team. It's sort of like the transition because a lot of the guys who were our best players all kind of left around the same time.
When's
like,
the last time USA Soccer did anything?
The 2014 World Cup, probably.
When they what? Made it into the second round?
Yeah. Which nobody thought they would do, but they did.
Like, yeah, that's great. They're never going to win.
Well, the reason why is because, like, European countries invest so much more into soccer than America does, except in the women's game. In the women's game, America invests way more than the European countries, which is why we're able to field the best team. But
what are you talking about? I guarantee you, the U.S. has put in at least the same amount of money as 100 other countries.
Yeah, well, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, in America, like in most countries, the best players, the best athletes play soccer. In America, they don't, right? And so, I mean, it's just, I mean, like, if
it's a waste of money.
No. I like watching. I mean, I love watching our national team. I don't care if they're not, you know, where we expect them to be, but it's just, it's fun to just like have hope, you know? It's like maybe they'll break through. Maybe
there's
they'll.
There's no hope for this team.
There is. No. One of these years, well, I guarantee you, before we die in the next 50, 60 years or whatever, I guarantee you Team USA men's soccer play in a World Cup final. I guarantee you
not happening. I would bet my life on this, but we're going to die. You're going to die. I'm going to die before you. And I'll still be like on my deathbed saying, hey, Nick, you're an idiot. Like, pay my grandkids' student loans off. All right.
Okay. Well, let's, okay. We will have what? Like, okay, we're both 25. Let's just say we make it another, you know, 65 year or 55 years to 80. That gives us what, like 13, 14 more World Cups?
What's your point?
I think, well, I'm saying, I'm just trying to think how many World Cups we have to see America get in the final. And I think we will.
They're not. I will bet you within the next 25 years, they don't even make the semifinals.
Within the next 25 years?
Yes.
No, I think that – I honestly think based on the age, based on the fact that we're, like, reloading with a bunch of young players, not 20 – I think we'll be pretty good in 2022. But I think 2026, because Christian Pulisic will be 28 and, like, the prime of his career, and a lot of the other guys around him will be as well – 2028 is going to be the year that we have a chance to be a contender in the World Cup.
They have a chance to make it to the round of 16 or the round of 8. I'll give you that. That's the quarterfinals. Okay. They have the round of 8, but that's it. They're not going to even sniff the semifinals. They won't even make it to the third place game. That's how there's no chance for USA Soccer, men's soccer. They suck. They're always going to suck. They're awful.
Yo, you there?
Still here.
Okay, you cut out for a second. Okay, well, we'll see. 2026. And let me tell you something. The 2026, and here's another reason why I'm saying this. Because the 2026 World Cup is in the United States. They will have home field advantage, all right? It's going to be on our soil, which means, A, I'll be able to go to some of those games, which I'm excited about, but B, you know that home field advantage can have an effect on the outcome of the game as well as I do. And so you never know. That might be the little extra, boost that they need to break through. So 2026, mark my words.
All right, man. I mean, I hope they do, but I'm not holding my breath in the slightest.
And that's fine. I'm going to be a believer. You can be a doubter.
All right, that's totally fine.
All right. Anyway, Team USA women's big ass. That's the end of the story for now.
I love them.
Yeah, me too.
If you guys need a boyfriend or anything, I'm available.
So am I, and I actually played soccer, so I feel like I'd be more compatible than Connor. So just keep that in mind.
All right, whatever. I will go to one game of the 2026 World Cup.
I think there will be games in Philadelphia, so. And New York. You know, Philadelphia might get a Team USA game because they'll probably do East Coast, Midwest. Well,
no, you know why they're going to get it? Do you know why they're going to get it?
Why?
Because it's going to be America's 250th birthday.
Yeah. And so they're going to go to the original capital of
America. Birthplace of America. Yeah. It's probably going to be right around July 4th anyway, too.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be June through July, so yeah. Well, they're going to – they also might – I think Washington, D.C. is also hosting games, so, I mean, they might go there. Screw and they up. Wouldn't play in Philly and D.C.
Yeah, they would.
No, because I guarantee you that they're going to put Team USA for their three group stage games, once on the East Coast, once in the Midwest, and once on the West Coast, just so that, you know, people can see them.
All right, well, they should play in Philly – Chicago and LA.
Chicago doesn't have games. They're probably going to go to Kansas City because Kansas City is a huge, huge soccer city. So they'll probably go, and I think they're hosting. So it'll be like LA or whatever, Kansas City, and I'll go Philly for your sake. I'm going to guess right now. Those are the three cities that Team USA plays their group stage games in.
All right. Well, how do you know what cities have them?
They already announced.
Did they?
Yeah, they had to announce, like, when they put – because it's technically the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are jointly hosting, but Mexico and Canada have, like, five games each, and the U.S. has, like, the other 40 or whatever. So – and they had to announce which cities are hosting, and so you can, like, see which – there's, like, maybe
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Read them off.
It's a lot, actually, for United States. So you got L.A. – Playing the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
New York at MetLife.
Yep.
Washington, D.C., which they're not going to play at because it's FedEx Field and that field sucks.
Okay.
Dallas with Cowboys.
Yeah.
Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Yep.
Denver.
Okay.
Houston.
Okay.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Okay.
Philly.
Yep.
Nashville.
Okay.
Seattle.
Yeah.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Boston.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Miami.
Jeez. Okay.
Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, some of those cities are going to get, like, one game, and it's going to be, like, Chile versus Paraguay or something dumb like that.
Dude, you know, I bet it's L.A.
Seattle actually has like a huge soccer base.
I think Atlanta's going to get it.
Why?
Because they average the like most in the MLS right now.
Where? What stadium in Atlanta?
The Falcons.
Really? They're playing a soccer game in there? I guess. I guess it's a natural grass field then. Or they'll make it one.
They average the most. They average, like, I'm looking up right now. They average 53,000 people for a soccer match.
Damn, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm sure, like, they'll base it on which American cities are the most passionate about soccer, where they'll put Team USA.
I bet it's Atlanta, Dallas, and Seattle.
No, if it's in Texas, it'll be in Houston.
Why?
Bigger soccer base.
Yeah, but Dallas is a bigger stadium.
It's got to be only marginally bigger.
What are you talking about? Cowboys fit like 100,000.
Houston, yeah, but isn't RG pretty big too?
No.
It was
72,000 for Houston, and hold up, let me find out. Where's it at? Expandable to 105,000.
I don't know. I'm still thinking it's Houston.
All right, but either way, it's going to be somewhere in Texas, Seattle, and Atlanta. It's not coming to Philly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair, but we'll see. We'll know in 7 years.
I'll go to one game.
Yeah, I definitely will. I will definitely at least – I'm going to try and go to a few. I mean, it sucks, though. Living in Chicago, we don't have a game or you know, anything. So the closest for me is what, Nashville, Kansas City, one of those two probably for me.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, yeah. So I'll have to take a week off and just road trip around. Maybe I'll come and do, like, consecutive games, New York, Philly, Baltimore, and D.C., just, like, all at once because they're right there.
I mean, if you really want to do that.
Well, I'll come out that way, and me and you can go to a game together, and then I'll go to other games.
Oh, my God. Me and you go to a soccer game?
We'll find the best game of those four stadiums and go to that one.
You might as well take me to the beach then, too.
Well, you said you're going to go to a game, so I'll go with you. Because right. I definitely
all right, that's fair. I actually could hit a different stadium, depending on where it's at, based on the soccer game.
Which of those four have you been to? You probably haven't been to D.C. or Baltimore, have you?
I've been to Baltimore. I was going to do D.C. this year. I've been to New York.
You've been to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, I've been to Cincinnati.
Have you been to Nashville?
No.
Dude, we should go to Nashville because, like, it's equidistant from both of us. And I heard Nashville is, like, such a fun city. And then we could go to a game.
Yeah, and flights from Allentown, the airport here, is only $88 to go to Nashville.
Damn. All right, let's go to Nashville.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I want to go to USA game.
Yeah, so do I, but I don't want to go to USA game if I have to fly across the country to go to it.
I mean, I would.
All right, well, if you do, I will.
And the Olympics, when are Olympics that we're going to host? The 2028 or 2026?
Oh, in LA?
Yeah.
Well, they have to be a summer games, which is 2020. Is it 2024 or 2028?
Look it up.
It might be 2024.
Because I definitely want to go to Olympics.
Yeah, but they're in LA, so that's like as far away from you as it gets.
True. Hold up. Is in freaking Paris.
So it is 2028 now.
Yeah. That blows.
Yeah, whatever.
So I scheduled out like sporting event, like my stadium trips for like the next 3 years.
Where are you going this year?
Buffalo and possibly Washington.
Not bad.
Yeah. So, but next fall, I'll be broke as hell. So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Ugh. I miss football. Today, for some reason, I was just like, really just like in the mood to be watching football.
Guess what I stupidly did on Thursday night?
What?
I watched highlights of the Ohio State-Penn State game for the last 2 years.
Why would you ever put yourself – I haven't watched highlights from either of those games since they happened because it would just kill me.
That's all I'm gonna say. Just that's all.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. It's still hurts.
It's always gonna hurt for me. It's never gonna go away.
The only highlight from either of those two games, I will watch two highlights, one from each game. Specific plays from this past
Can
year.
I guess them? Can I guess them?
Yeah, guess them.
The Juwan Johnson catch from this past year.
No.
Ooh. Okay, well, let me guess the 2 years ago in Ohio.
Yeah.
Saquon's opening kickoff.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely.
What was the play from this past year?
KJ Hamler's touchdown.
Oh, okay. I've said this before and I'll say it again, but my two most favorite plays from Saquon Barkley in a Penn State uniform came in both losses.
Let me guess them. One of them would be the Rose Bowl touchdown run.
Correct.
And the other one would be, was it the kickoff return versus Ohio State?
Yeah.
I went absolute berserk. I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings during that Ohio State, the one in Columbus from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I lost my shit when I saw Saquon Barkley take that ball and return it. I think it was like 90 yards or something like that.
The field, yeah.
And just shut that crowd up. That was my favorite play of all time.
Yeah. I remember watching that too. And I just, just opening the game that way and just being like, yeah, dude, that's what happens, you know? And then things took a, and dude, I can't talk about that game. I want to, but I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I'm freaking around, dude.
Only what, like
50 days,
7 weeks.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Well, right now it's 50 days.
Yeah. 49 tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
You should come up for Blue and White next year.
Is it in April?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like right around the time I get back from California, so I have no clue what my work will be like.
Oh. Because what's our next countdown to? After this weekend, or like the first football game again.
Yeah, because it won't be Ohio State. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It'll be freaking Michigan next year.
Might be. It's a long time. It's like a 365-day. No, it'd be more than 365.
More than that.
Yeah. Be like 400 or whatever.
It might be even close to 450, depending on what it is.
Well, if the game's in October, it'll be 400-ish.
Yeah, true.
There's got to be something in between. I don't know, though.
My cross-country road trip.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, yeah. So, yeah. That's still like 300 days, though. Yeah, from the end of August through mid-July. Yeah. We'll figure something out.
I'm not going to be able to take any trips next spring.
Because of school?
Oh, that and saving up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll still be working at ADP, right?
Yeah.
A while longer. Yeah. That's good. Save your money.
Yeah. Oh, man. The light is at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's so distant, though. It's not even funny.
I feel you. I think didn't Will want us to discuss something? Didn't he like text us to ask you a question?
When?
I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, right after the last one. I think it wasn't it something about like how you rip audio off of YouTube videos instead of like.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I got
yeah, PC.com and download yeah. YouTube videos to generate into MP3 music files and then download it to my phone.
Care to explain why?
So it's downloaded on my phone.
Well, I mean, but why don't you just, you know, get a subscription to an actual music service?
Because I would have to pay.
That makes sense.
They want me to get Spotify or something else, and I don't want to do that. Like this is working for me. Like, what's the difference? Like, this is actually downloaded on my phone now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, how, Watson?
Nah, nothing wrong with that.
Like, and don't you guys know me by now? If I have my set ways, they're set in stone for life.
That's true.
Like, I do the same thing every day of my life. And, like, do the same thing. I've not changed cologne since 7th grade. I've not changed the shampoo no that I use to wash my body, the scent of it, since 11th grade.
My goodness. I mean, I guess if it works, it works. But sometimes it's nice to like change things up. Like little things, you know? I'm not talking about anything major.
Hate,
just like
I hate change. Again, you know this by now. Yeah, I hate change.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's nice to just like try something new. You know, like see how it works. You never know.
But then, no, this is what I don't change about anything. Like, for example, I go to the Whitehall Diner. I order the same thing every single time. Chicken and rice. What do you call it? But, like, what if you change it up and you don't like it? You're like, shit. Like, this is why I don't change things. Like,
you just go back. But it doesn't hurt to try. You never know. Broaden your horizons, Connor. Expand your experience.
But if I already know what I like, why would I change something to else?
Because maybe you like something else more. You don't know.
No, if it's my favorite thing, why would I go to something that's not my favorite thing?
How do you know if it's your favorite thing if it's the only thing you know?
No, I've come to that conclusion. Like, I'm 25 now. I've experienced life. I've experienced different things. Like, I've gone to the White House Diner about 1,000 times in my life. And I know each time that I order something else that's not chicken or rice, I get disappointed. So that's why I order it every time.
Jeez. All right, what's going to happen if one day you go to the Whitehall Diner and they say, we no longer sell chicken and rice? What are you going to do? Leave? Never go back?
I mean, yeah. I don't like going there anyway. Like, it's not like my preference. But if I go there, it's always chicken and rice. But if not, I guess I have to go to, like, chicken fingers, I guess. Or, yes, I'll leave.
Or what happens if Wings Over stops selling the specific sauces you like? Because I'm assuming you get the exact same sauces every time you get Wings Over. What happens if they stop selling those sauces?
Then, like, I have to find a new one or just not go there.
You're telling me you would stop going to Wings Over if they didn't have your sauce? I know you're lying.
I mean, I would have to find a new one or go to a different wing place that has a buffalo flavor in it.
Goodness. I mean, for something as inconsequential as, like, your soap, I feel like it'd be okay to try a different one. I get it if you don't want to, like, don't want to switch from an iPhone, that's one thing, you know, but the soap or the cologne you use, like, come on.
It works. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I've not changed.
I'm not saying
let me think of myself. I wear the same socks. I've only gone to one place to buy socks.
in the past 10 years at JCPenney. Now, wait, you're going to like this now. Now they don't sell the socks I like anymore.
Whatever will you do?
I'm wearing these socks out. I'm wearing my Nike socks that I have remaining until I die.
Holes in them every time you put them on.
Huh?
I said, no wonder your whole socks have holes in them every time you put them on.
I don't want to change different socks. I mean, when I get to the point where I only have like a couple pairs of socks, I'm going to have to find new Nike socks I like.
Hunter, that's like the easiest thing in the world to do. You work at Dick's, you get a discount. Buy new socks.
But I'm going to have to suffer under lower quality socks.
You won't even know the difference if you buy Nike socks.
No, they're different. They're different. I will tell you.
I will buy
a pair of socks from Dick's Sporting Goods, and you can see on the inside of the ankle band that it is different from the socks that I have.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you to.
I don't even know what to say. Just live a little. Buy new socks.
No. I bought over like $400 worth of new clothes.
For what?
This trip.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not like, so I probably, for this trip, I probably bought like $200 worth, but then I went on to buy like t-shirts that I wanted for a while.
Yeah. Dang. Big spender. Surprised you're not wearing the same bathing suit you wore when you were 7.
It doesn't fit because I've become a fat ass.
I feel like you shouldn't care about that.
Why?
Because you have to change now.
Yeah.
Try something new.
We'll see. What else have I changed? My cologne, soap.
What about like your bed sheets?
I mean, I wash them. If that's what you're asking.
Well, yeah, but have you like changed them? Like, have you bought new sheets ever?
No.
Nah.
I've had the same comforter on my bed since sophomore year of high school.
That's fair. So have I.
I have my certain spot on the couch in my living room.
Okay, well, everybody does that. That's the thing I'll give you, because so do I. I mean, that's just normal.
Trying to think what else. Throw out some things.
Trying to think of things that, like, I have evolved and, like, changed.
Oh, same haircut?
Yeah, haircut.
Nope.
That's a good. Yeah, I've seen pictures of you from when you were younger, and you had slightly longer hair when you were younger, I feel like.
Yeah, but ever since, like, I would say, junior or senior year of high school, I've gotten the same haircut.
I certainly haven't, so. I've mixed that up.
Facial hair?
Yeah. You got a new car.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I'm surprised you didn't buy the exact same car, just like a newer version.
Couldn't do that. I try to park in the same parking spot at work every day.
Well, so do I. So I'll give you that one.
I don't know. I don't change.
Clearly not.
I think that's a good thing, though. You know what you're getting when you get with me.
Guess. But what if a girl wants you to try something new and you say no and she gets upset about it?
I mean, it depends on how in love I am, I guess.
All right.
When I dated Lydia back in like high school, I lost a bet and had to dress up in like preppy clothes because of it.
How did that make you feel?
Disgusting. I'd wear skinny jeans from American Eagle, sandals, and like a sweater vest thing.
Damn. Do you remember when we were in Chicago and we went to Zara and made you try on those clothes?
Awful. Awful.
Guy was like telling you how good you looked and everything, and you were losing your mind.
Because I looked awful.
You looked fine, dude.
No.
If other people say you look fine, you look fine. And we would have told
you look fine because he's trying to make a sale.
But we all told you looked fine. We would have told you looked like an idiot if you did, and you didn't. You looked fine.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I've broadened my horizons and I bought a couple of polo dress shirts for this trip.
Wow, look at you go.
Watch out, ladies.
Yeah, Connor Boris is coming through. You better hide your daughters.
And the moms. Oh, I don't know, man.
What else? Well, I feel like there's a lot we have to discuss. It's been a while.
It has been. I mean, there's been so much going on. I mean,
what'd you do for the 4th of July?
Went to Tucker's and swam a little, and then went to Riley's.
Does Tucker have a pool?
Yeah.
Nice.
How about you?
I was in town.
Like Midland or Chicago?
Midland.
Wow. How'd that go?
Wild, dude. Yeah. You know how things get here.
Any big ragers?
Nope. People don't have, like, ragers here because everybody's, like, married, so they just have you over for dinner and then you go home at 8 o'clock.
Did you go out after that?
No, because everybody goes to bed. Like, I go to bed at, like, 10 on weekends because there's just nothing else.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No wonder why you're waking up at, like, 5 a.m.
6:30-ish, 6:45.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so.
And every so often, I'll be out to like 11, and then I sleep into like 7. But
oh my God,
that's only.
Oh my God. Crazy. I'm up till 1 o'clock in the morning on the weekdays.
Dude, if I stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning on a weekday, I'd hate myself the next day.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Whatever. It'll change once I like move and I'm with people who are like, you know, not married.
You're gonna live it up in Chicago.
Yeah. Also, not trying to knock on the married life, Will/Amanda/Derek/Bailey, but you know, when everybody you know is like that, you know, it's nice to be around single people every so often.
You could be around me and be single for the rest of your life.
And vice versa.
Hey, cheers to that.
Yep.
Wow. Logan's at Penn State right now.
Oh, have you talked to her since she went?
Yeah, she's not enjoying it.
What? Well, I guess it's probably hard those first couple weeks just to, like, assimilate.
Yeah. And she was dealing with, like a kidney stone, too.
Yeah.
So.
Does she like her roommate? Does she go random, or does she know her roommate ahead of time?
Like, she went random. Like, she met, like, one of those people on, like, Facebook, and they're, like, it's going good, I guess.
That's good.
But, what do you call it? Shit. Oh, yeah. So, Like, she's doing fine. Like, she's getting a job at the bookstore on campus, and she's getting 25% off books, so that's like a gold mine.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that'll be nice.
But other than that, like, nothing really.
What classes is she taking right now?
The writing composition and then psychology of education.
Nice. Oh, dude, to be in college.
Yeah, dude. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that's all I want.
And we'll be back there in 7 weeks. If only for a couple days, but at least we'll be there.
I mean, at least, like, I won't get up there until, like, 8 o'clock that Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's going to suck.
It's going to take me a lot longer to get there, too, because it's a further drive, and I'm losing an hour on the way.
Yeah, but you still get to leave at your place at, like, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and then, like, get there at 5. Long day.
It's still driving. 3 hours before me.
Yeah, so?
What do we so? Me, you had 3 more hours to spend your life at Penn State.
We'll warm up our booth at the first for you. You'll have a trash can and a something else waiting for you when you get there.
Real light.
Yeah, wait, how if we go to the bar before you, how the hell are you going to buy first round? You going to Venmo us money for it?
You know me, I probably will.
I know. I can't let you not buy first round. I don't want to let you break your own rule.
Yeah, I'll make sure it happens.
I don't care. Wait, doesn't happy hour at the first start at 8 or is it 7? I don't know.
It's 8 on Thursdays.
Well, it's 8 on Thursdays, then you'll get there at 8 and just go straight to the first. Mm. Get food there.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, me, Will, and Amanda will go get dinner or whatever, and then you can. Unless, I don't know when they're going to get up there. I'm probably going to get there at like 5.
Did your parents decide happy yet?
Not since I last talked to them.
Tell them to come.
They're thinking about it. I think my dad got a hotel room just in case, but he didn't. They haven't, like, done anything else.
Well, tickets are cheap, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, I said you're going to have to buy tickets, like, off of StubHub or whatever, but they're going to be dirt cheap, so.
Was he cool with that or what?
Yeah. It's literally going to be, like, $20 a ticket, dude. That's nothing.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, Penn State picked up a lot of recruits this past couple weeks.
Yeah, I saw ESPN bumped us up to number 10 in the 2020 class ranking, so that's good.
But like I said before, they're still all three stars, so nothing really like get too excited about.
Yeah, well, I feel like every other big – I feel like most of the 4 or 5-star guys are already off the board.
And that's horrible.
Yeah. If we could somehow get – did Derek Wingo commit anywhere or did he just decommit from us?
Oh, no, he went to Florida.
Oh, he did. Didn't somebody good decommit from us and then just, like, didn't commit anywhere?
Yeah, Aaron
Forrest, anywhere?
Offensive tackle.
Well, isn't he still considering us?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
Let's see. You know who, dude – I don't know if you see this on Twitter, but you know who looks like an absolute – monster?
Who?
Jason Owe, or Owe, how do you say his name?
Dude, I said that last year, dude.
He's jacked out of his mind. It's unbelievable. Like, they show pictures next to Mike Parsons. Michael looks small.
He runs like a 4.4 too.
Dude, is he gonna be on the defensive line this year?
Yeah, D-end.
Oh, dude, him and Yeter Gross Matos on the D-end. Watch out, quarter. And dude, our D line could be good this year.
No, we'll
is
be
Kevin
good.
Getting?
I think you got Windsor and Sheldon still there, and you got PJ Mustafar backing them up.
Yeah, so there's our tackles, our ends. We have like maybe the best defensive end of the country in Yeter Gross Matos, right? I mean, he's got to be up there. The dude's an animal.
I guess he hasn't done much the last 2 years. I don't like. He's just getting hype because he has an NFL body.
Dude, he was insane last year. He probably led the team in tackles for loss.
I'm more excited for linebacker U to return.
Yeah, Cam Brown, Jan Johnson, and Micah. Yeah.
And then you have freaking Lance Dixon coming in, freaking Brandon Smith. Like, they're gonna be stacked.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Brandon Smith. That's right. He was like a big, big recruit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't there another guy who was like redshirted last year, a linebacker or whatever?
Lance Dixon?
Maybe. I thought I maybe. Did we? Because we lost Koa Farmer, and he was the only starter we lost, right? And we're replacing with Micah Parsons, which is I'm pretty okay with that. Yeah, dude. And our secondary, I mean, we have I can't think of who we're bringing back in the secondary.
John Reed, Lamont Wade.
Yeah, John Reed's good. I like John Reed. Lamont Reed. That guy with the dreads. What's his name?
Sutherland.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, Jesse Lukita, too.
That's who I was thinking of. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah, dude, our defense could be pretty good this year.
It'd be fun to watch. And the receivers, too.
No, offensively, we have the playmakers. It really just comes down to how well Sean Clifford can play. Because, I mean, we have Ricky Slade, who has proven he can be, you know, a damn good back. And his backup should be pretty good, you know, Noah Kane or whatever. And then
Journey Brown.
Journey Brown. And then, dude, our wide receivers, are you kidding me? Unbelievable talent there. Our tight ends are, you know, stacked as hell. So it really comes down to the quarterback and the offensive line.
Offensive line's got to do something.
Yeah, they do. Is Sean Clifford a mobile guy at all?
I mean, he can hold his own, but he's more of a pocket passer than anything.
That's all right. I guess that's fine because, like, the past – like, how many teams have in the past few years, like, the best teams all have pocket passing quarterbacks save, like, Tua, kind of, and then – Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I'm seriously, though, like, this offensive line, like, how many – like, over the last 2 years, we've thought that the offensive line would be decent, like, the, like, strength of the team, and they weren't.
Yeah, all we can do is hope for this year.
Yay. Back to hope.
Yep.
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens.
I'm just excited to watch him play again. It's been too long. Because that means every Saturday, from then through, like, the holidays, is college football. And what a beautiful thing that is.
Yeah.
August 24th. That's the day.
Dude, Florida and Miami are going to be sick.
I know. That's like as good a way to open the season as you can hope for.
That's not even opening the season either.
What do you mean? Yeah, it is.
Well, it is, but like Thursday's when like everyone kicks off, and then Friday, Saturday is like the true opener.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, that first weekend of games, you get a really good one.
Yeah, yeah. That's be sick, dude.
Yeah. 7 weeks.
And you gotta think, like, once August hits, like, everything's gonna be rolled out. And, like, we're already kind of halfway through July.
Yeah. It's the 10th. We're a third of the way through July.
I'm hyped, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, next week is, all the conference has like their press media days or whatever those are.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll figure something out there.
I want to see what happens with Franklin.
What do you mean?
Like, how hot does the hot seat get?
Well, he has to beat. I think he has to beat two of the three, at least, between Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. And I think we should beat Michigan State and Michigan at Ohio State. You know, a little more questionable, but we get Michigan at home and Michigan State. We need to fucking beat them after the past 2 years. So, you know, another game I'm really not excited about is Maryland on a Friday night.
I don't care about that. We'll wash them.
Ah, dude, we thought we were going to wash Illinois and they took us to the fourth quarter.
And we ended up washing them.
What?
And we ended up washing them.
Yeah, dude, but we could have done it a little, you know, better fashion. We were losing.
Maryland is second-class football.
Dude, okay, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I was listening to the radio because I'm starting to just, like, get back into listening to college football radio. And they were talking about Maryland as a team that could really shake things up in the Big Ten East, and that made me nervous.
No chance in hell.
On a Friday night, dude. I understand if we have better talent, but when you play an away game on a Friday night, it's just a different environment. And when things like that happen, sometimes bad outcomes.
That stadium is going to be 70% Penn State fans. I'm not worried about it.
Are they playing at Maryland or at where the Ravens play?
No, at Maryland.
I hope so, dude, because that's like if that game and at Iowa are the two right now that I'm just like not thrilled about, especially after 2 years ago against Iowa and even this past year. Iowa's got to be like chomping at the bit.
They have a bye week before Maryland. You know that, right?
Penn State does?
Yes.
That's good, but still, I'm not thrilled about it.
They're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for them. Two.
We had 2 weeks to prepare for Michigan State, and we lost at home.
True. But no, I'm not worried about this game. They'll win by 14 points. They'll win by two scores.
I sure as hell hope.
I'm not worried about it.
Well, we'll see.
You got to worry about – I'm more worried about Purdue, okay?
What?
At home.
Purdue has one good player.
Yeah. Name one good player in Maryland.
I rest my case. But we play them away. Okay, last year you couldn't name one good player in Illinois, and you were beating us in the third quarter, dude.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, but I'm worried about it. I'm not saying I don't have confidence, but I'm saying that's a game that, you know, I'm going to have to keep a close eye on.
You're insane, dude.
We'll see.
They have two bye weeks this year.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's kind of weird. Why is that? The season's not starting any later. Or maybe is it? Or any earlier?
No. I mean, it's just how it played out.
But wouldn't that mean the season has to be like a week longer?
I don't know how it works out.
I'm not mad. So it's one before Maryland, and where's our other one?
One before Minnesota.
No. Do we play Minnesota at home?
No way.
Huh. Oh, we'll see.
I don't worry about it. I'll tell you three games I'm worried about. Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State.
Well, those are givens. You can't pick those as games to be worried about because we're always worried about those games.
They should be worried. Like, we have to get an advantage on – Michigan State should be a wash each year. Not a true wash like Rutgers or Maryland or any of that. It should be a wash. You should have confidence in that game no matter what. Michigan, like, I don't understand it, dude. Harbaugh sucks. The only one – like, and even Ohio State, dude, with Ryan Day, like – come on.
Yeah, but they have Justin Fields as their quarterback. Like, I don't know, dude. And again, like I said, at Iowa, you don't think that's a game to be a little worried about?
No.
I don't understand how you could not be worried about that game.
Not worried about it. Not worried at all.
Well, we'll see what happens. The only game I have complete confidence in that's not a non-conference game is home against Rutgers.
That's it?
Do we have any other? I guess probably home against Purdue.
Indiana?
Are we at Indiana? No, we're home against Indiana. Okay, yeah, that
one. So isn't that a bad sign that comes out of your mouth? That the only games that you're not worried about and not like having a weird feeling about are fucking Rutgers, Purdue, and Indiana?
Well, okay, my worry will be settled, hopefully, based on how we play the first few weeks. Like, there's a lot of new
rules. First 2 weeks? That's ridiculous. We face Idaho, a Buffalo team under the lights, and then freaking Pitt.
Yeah, okay, but hear me out. Last year during the first 2 weeks, when we barely beat Appalachian State, you could tell right away that our secondary had problems, and that ended up biting us in the ass later on. Look at the Michigan State game. We lost that game because our secondary dropped the fucking ball. Literally, when Amari Oumuarie dropped that pick, and then they ended up scoring a touchdown that won in the game. Like, and then that was the first game of the season. It was a big flaw I picked up on, and it ended up hurting us later on. We could not stop the passing game very well at all against a lot of teams.
But so you're not going to be able to tell shit from these first three games. The most you're going to be able to tell from these first three games are how good our starters are going to be 2 or 3 years down the road, because the freshmen and sophomores that are not even starters, that are second and third stringers, are going to be playing in those games.
Dude,
they will outscore opponents 100 to probably 10 during those first 3 weeks.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, I'm not saying we're going to not have any troubles winning. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes you can gauge a team even if they're blowing out their opponent. And that's, like, I'm just going to be – you're not telling me – after that Appalachian State game last year, I was, like, so nervous for literally every game we played the rest of the season.
But I knew going into that game, Appalachian State was good.
I know,
going into the season that Idaho sucks, Buffalo sucks, and Pitt could be a freaking fly in the wall right now.
And since we get Pitt at home, I'm not worried about that.
After a 51-3 slacking last year at their home place?
Was it like 7-6 at halftime?
Who cares?
Well, I want to see us up at the half by more than 1 point when we're playing fucking Pitt, all right? Like, why did we have such a shitty first half? Something went wrong. We need Rain. To be good game long.
Listen, you're not going to be tell a single thing from this team until...
Who do we play week four? Isn't our first game at Iowa in the conference?
No, it's at Maryland.
That's our first conference game?
Yes.
That game is going to be a tell, I guarantee you.
It's not, but okay. The first – no, it's going to be Purdue.
October 5th?
Yeah.
No. Maryland is better than Purdue, and we play them on the road.
No way, dude. Purdue, no. Maryland
beat Texas last year, and they have a lot of the starters returning.
All their starters suck, dude. beat No. No way. If that's your thing, Purdue beat Ohio State.
Oh, Purdue beat Ohio State in a fluke game.
Maryland is a fluke game.
No, it's not. Not when you're at Maryland on a Friday night.
No way, dude. Purdue will be better than Maryland this year. I guarantee it.
I'm not buying that. Purdue has one player. I can't even think of his name.
Rondell Moore.
Rondell Moore, yeah. He's
it. Name a player for Maryland.
You can't, but maybe they have a bunch of average
exactly
guys.
Exactly my point.
One good guy in the
exactly
rest of the
Exactly my point. Marcus Bailey.
Okay.
Okay, I can't name you one Maryland player. I can't even name you one Maryland recruit. I can't even name you anything from Maryland besides their freaking turtle.
Ugh. Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see. All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Maryland sucks.
I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying, oh, never mind.
No chance in hell, dude.
Ugh. Are we going to do
game day?
Game day and then, like, pick the best five games or whatever?
Yeah.
All right.
We have to.
Well, yeah. We could do that live from the first for the first weekend.
If we can.
What do you mean if we can?
It's going to be so loud in there.
Happy Hour at the First is never busy. Remember the past couple years we've been? It's dead.
I know, but I might not get there till 8 or 8:30.
Yeah, and we've been at the First until like Happy Hour ends at 10, and it's not that crowded the whole time.
All right.
If not, we'll do it on Friday. We can just do it in person. Yeah. So takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude.
I miss these arguments.
Makes I don't know why. Especially just because I like arguing. I like arguing about sports.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, not to be worried.
I won't be worried when the game ends and we've won. But you know me, I worry about everything, so that's just natural.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Ugh. Has it been really hot in Whitehall?
It's been hot, not like really hot.
Because it's like 90 degrees here, and it's like it's still 90 degrees at 9:12 at night outside.
It's like 70 right now, I guess.
Yeah, it does not cool off here until like midnight. And
I hate the heat. I hate summer so much.
And when you walk, because my room is upstairs, when you walk upstairs, like each step, you feel it getting hotter until you've reached the top step and it's 10 degrees hotter than the living room and muggy and just like, I have to sleep with multiple fans on me.
I would be miserable.
Yeah, it's not great, but what do?
Hate your life.
No, it's supposed to drop off. The high tomorrow is in the 70s, so that's good. It'll cool off.
I can't stand the heat.
I'm okay with the heat unless I'm sleeping in the heat. That does not a fan of that.
No, I hate everything about it. Everything.
Man, I don't know. Today was just like, because it was one of those, like, it felt like it was like 95, whereas it was 90. But yeah, it was not a fun day to be outside.
Why were you?
I went for a run.
I gotta start doing cardio again.
I've only been doing cardio. I haven't lifted in months.
God damn it, man.
What?
God damn it.
All right.
I don't know. The next 3 weeks suck for sports.
Which I'm all right with because I'm going to a music festival next weekend. So
I'm going to Louisiana next weekend to move out Reagan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you driving or flying there?
We're flying Saturday, flying home Sunday.
Nice. Baton Rouge.
Be in the heat in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, that'll suck.
Here, yo, you know what I was thinking too?
What?
If I miraculously land a job, a teaching job, so 2021.
Yeah.
We go down to LSU game.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's gonna take a miracle for me to do that, but
wait, is it 2021 the year that Penn State plays at Auburn?
Maybe.
Because they play Auburn in 2021. I just don't know if it's the home or away year. Because I definitely want to go to that game.
Well, here's the thing. If I coach, I won't be able to if it's early in the year.
Yeah, no. Well, I'd be fine going to an LSU game in, like, November because it'll still be warm there. You know?
Yeah.
What is the big LSU rivalry game that they'd play the last week of the year?
Arkansas or Bama?
No, because Bama will be playing
Texas A&M, I think. 2021, Auburn's at Penn State.
Okay. So perfect. Because I'll go to that game, but I'll already have a ticket, presumably. And then, yeah, we can go to LSU in, like, November or whatever.
Let me see their schedule.
Yeah.
But this is all contingent on me landing a job.
Get a job.
Oh, SEC's dumb, and they don't release the schedules yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But listen to these home games, dude. Listen to these home games. Arkansas. Florida, Texas A&M.
Our home games for LSU in 2021?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, any of those teams could be good in 2021, but presumably A&M and Florida will be the best.
And Auburn.
Oh, and Auburn. So really the only – yeah, I mean, one of those games will be in November, no doubt.
Well, even mid-October too.
Why? When does high school football end?
Well, I was thinking – oh, yeah, I'll have to do stats. But, yeah, November – yeah, dude. Hold on, let me see Penn State's 21 schedule.
Is that the year we play at Wisconsin to start the year?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, yo, listen to Penn State's November schedule.
Okay.
For that season. At Maryland, home for Michigan, at Ohio State, home for Rutgers.
Well, all those second and third games sound not great.
No.
Dude, that season sucks. We have to go to Wisconsin to open the season. We have to play Auburn in the preseason. And we have to go to Ohio State directly after playing Michigan.
And at Iowa.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right, we're going to go like 6-7. I am very...
And we face Auburn.
I know. I said that. That's a nightmare schedule. That year, our schedule is going to be like one of the best in the country. I guarantee it.
That blows.
Yeah, that's not great.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. I want to get down to LSU, though, for a game.
Yeah, so do I. If you're going, I'll go.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully. Well, I feel like we like dominate Wisconsin.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like you just never know. Especially because it's the first game of the year.
Yeah. Well, we've won 4 straight against Wisconsin.
That's good.
Whatever. All right, man.
Are you watching the ESPYs?
I'm not really watching it.
Do you know where they're at?
They just got done, like, giving away the Pat Tillman, like, Courage Award.
Oh, okay. So I'm not going to watch it. Okay.
Yeah. So. All right. I'll catch you later, man.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you.
See you.